Good morning. It is December 9th, 2012. The time is 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside as I'm sitting here having my morning coffee. Just got done reading a Sunday newsletter that I get every Sunday from a gentleman named Chris Brogan. Chris Brogan's newsletter. You can check it out over there at his webpage, www.humanbusinessworks.com. Good morning, Max. Max just got up here with me. He's joining me. How you doing, buddy? Okay. But in this week's newsletter, he has, it's entitled The Rise of the Phonernet, which is not his typical newsletter, I guess. And I found it very interesting. But Chris typically starts his newsletter off with pull up a cup of coffee or tea or drink of your choice, and which I have, and as far as reading the newsletter, and in this case Chris is saying that he's drinking tea. But Rise of the Phonernet he's talking about, and he's not probably indicating that he's half joking when he's calling the Phonernet instead of the internet. But I think it's an interesting term, that the internet is the culture itself, but the Phonernet is the trend that we are seeing before our eyes. And basically, Chris, more or less in his newsletter, indicates that, and it's, I would have to agree, because I've observed this every day, I guess, here for a number of weeks or years, I guess, since the deployment of smartphones, cell phones, now smartphones, and most recently here in the last year or two, tablets, especially this last year, they're booming. And so the Phonernet is a reality, I think, as far as a real trend. And it's an interesting term, I think, that Chris Brogan presents in this week's newsletter. And one would only have to look at the phone accessories that are in the market. It's a multi-billion dollar business, and we see it, we're inundated with commercials on television and as well as the internet, and everybody's trying to, and the product, the hardware is getting a lot better. Everybody's going mobile. I'm talking to you now on an iPod Touch version 3. I have three iPods that I use. I use all three of them. I also have a track phone. I haven't moved up to that smartphone. Well, it's a smartphone because it has a various things you can do on it with the internet and texting, and you can still make phone calls on it. But I'm talking high-end smartphones like iPhone or the Android phone. But I'm still mobile, and I think that is a reality in today's Phonernet that Chris points out. And with these mobile devices that we have a tendency, Chris points out, okay, so what are you telling me? You know, you're not telling me anything. It's a good observation that anywhere you look, people are pecking away at their smartphone or the tablet. May it be out there in the general public, in your workplace, or even in the doctor's office. I've seen people just pecking away at, compared to, say, a year or two ago. Of course, I haven't been to a doctor's office in a number of years. Of course, I was in one last Monday, but and I observed that. So I think this so-called Phonernet that Chris points out is here. It's been here. It just Chris Brogan's just sort of highlighting in his newsletter this week. But it's an interesting observation. So you might want to check it out if you haven't already. Chris Brogan's newsletter over there at www.humanbusinessworks.com. You'll have a good one. Be far safe. Be far wise. Learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace.